Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be hearing from Kidsport Wood Buffalo about a fundraiser they're holding. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Kathy Steves, who is the executive director of the United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo.
So first off, Kathy, I appreciate taking a couple minutes, and we're here to talk about, an initiative that the United Way Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo is undertaking called the 365 Small Business Circle Campaign. Maybe just to start off, can you just share a little bit more info about what this initiative is?
It's a fantastic initiative designed by Nadine Finch, our Resource and Development Manager. And it's about giving small businesses an opportunity to participate in serving their communities through the United Way. So basically, it's a dollar a day, so $365 allows them to become part of our initiative. And with that comes some marketing and communication for them. They also get to be part of events, and they get to do something great for our community. So it's a fantastic opportunity for these little businesses who wonder how they can make their donation dollars go the extra mile. And it just helps everybody. And of course, you know, Jaron, that the United Way serves this community by funding social profit agencies. And right now we're funding 20 agencies and 30 programs. So it's just a fantastic way for these little businesses to help out.
Mm-hmm. And I know when we last talked, and with previous talks that I've had with the United Way, and we always talk about every dollar, you know, it helps. And this really seems like this is really, you know, highlighting the importance of just, you know, a dollar a day. And unfortunately, we know some people can't afford this, and, you know, and we wish them the best of luck, and hopefully the economy can pick up and they can rebound. But for those who can't afford, it's a small, easy way that they can do and just, you know, set a loony aside every day, and all of a sudden it's going to a good cause.
Exactly. And I know that in Fort McMurray, and you felt it, we have all felt it, people here want to give. They want to do something to help those that are in a tough situation. And they know that the United Way spends the money right here in Fort McMurray, every single penny, like you just said. And we make sure that the money goes to where it's needed the most. And I think that's the beauty of the United Way. We really do some in-depth research on these agencies that come to us and ask for funding. We also monitor the programs that they run to make sure that every penny goes the extra mile.
Now, I'm curious, how many businesses have already partnered on this initiative?
I think we already have about 15 little businesses that have joined us.
Wow, I'm curious what if you've gotten any feedback directly from them about their thoughts on this.
Oh, yes, we have. And I think you're going to be interviewing somebody from Four Seasons Moving. And they are excited about being part of this because some businesses have a mandate in their plans to give back to the community. And right now, they're kind of wondering how and where they can do that. So we're providing them that avenue, the opening, the chance to do something great with their donation dollars.
Now, every time I've talked to United Way, even before you've become the executive director, the campaign always gets a big focus, as you know, it is the biggest fundraiser every year. And I feel like I'm the curse because ever since I've came up here, unfortunately, we haven't been able to hit the goal. And we know because of the wildfire, the flood, COVID, the downturn, I feel like I could keep going on with a list. The needs in the community keep going going up. However, the campaign, you know, the goal is going down. So how important do you think these initiatives are just to have a little bit of extra funds coming into United Way so you can, provide some more funding to your member agencies?
Oh, it's so important. And with COVID and fire and flood, like you said, and it's not your fault, Jaron, it's going down. It's just the way things are. Mm-hmm. It's really important that we continue the spirit of giving throughout the year, not just during campaign season. And what we've noticed is that, yes, the needs are going up and they're changing as well. So we are trying to adapt and we're trying to do our best to meet those needs. And I tell you, it is heartbreaking for everybody when we have to say to agencies, we don't have the funds to support you, 100% this year because of, the lack of funding or the downturn of the economy, the fire, the flood, the pandemic, the Sharknado. There's always something going on. But Fort McMurray has that generosity built in to every person, and so do the businesses. And we want to remind everybody that we're here. We're still here. We're not going anywhere, and we're here for this community. And we want everybody to know that it's not just during campaign that we give. It's all year round.
Mm-hmm. And I want to mention, too, that when we talk about, the funds being raised for the campaign dropping each year, this isn't an attack on the community. The fact that we're still able to see millions of dollars raised each year is fantastic, and we understand a lot of people in the community just aren't in a position to provide funds.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been tough for everybody, and we realize that. And now the services provided by these social profit agencies are needed even more. So if you have a dollar, if you have $5 and you want to know where to give it so that it really goes the extra mile, please consider giving to the United Way. We make it stretch.
All right. Well, Kathy, like you had mentioned before, we are going to be hearing from one of your participating businesses in this campaign in just a little bit. But so we're going to get their perspective. But I think it's important that ending our conversation is just maybe you sharing some more information about if someone is listening and they're like, hey, maybe this is something I want to participate in. How can they do so?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website. It's a brand new website. I hope they are going to love it. It was just recently released. Look up Fort McMurray United Way and follow the clicks and the links to get into Business 365. Or you can call directly to Nadine Finch here at the United Way. Also, the phone number posted on the website.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about the United Way's new initiative, the 365 Small Business Circle.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about the United Way's new initiative, the 365 Small Business Circle, which allows some businesses in town to help support the United Way. And this is by donating a dollar a day. So we're going to be talking with one of the organizations and businesses that have already announced that they're taking part, and that is the Sultan Management Group. So from this organization, we have Sultan Zaman. So appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And we had just heard from the United Way about their 365 Small Business Circle, talking about some of the benefits it has for the organization. And I know that they were hoping to have one of their, participating businesses come on and talk about why they were joining. And that's why we have you on today. Obviously, your business, Sultan Management Group. Maybe just to start off, easy question. Why did you want to take part in this initiative?
Well, Jaron, Fort McMurray, in the past 5 years, we all know that we've seen many ups and more ups and downs, actually more downs than ups and most of the businesses have been struggling. Fort McMurray is very near and dear to me. Of course, this is our hometown. Joining United Way 365 Small Business Circle is just, I think it is a very innovative way to come together instead of, you know, where businesses were able to help in a big way by themselves. Now they are, held back, for making those contributions. Mm-hmm. So I believe 365, it gives you an opportunity to come together with many other small businesses and create an impact.
Now, I know that the option is really just to, provide a dollar a day, which will go towards United Way and helping all of their member agencies. And, it seems like such a little effort, $1 a day. And with the pandemic and everything that's going on, we understand that, unfortunately, some people can't afford that. But, when we do have more businesses that can afford $1 a day and we have a bunch of businesses start participating, then we start to see the numbers really add up.
Absolutely. And that is, I think, a good concept. So 365 does not really stops you from contributing more, but however, participating is to support this particular program so that it is successful and in turn, is able to create the impact that it was designed to do. In my opinion, helping the community, either it is just of your time, volunteer time, is a big contribution as well. So what goes around comes around. So if you're able to do $100,000, $200,000, you're not able to do a dollar even, volunteer. So they all carry some value in their own ways. So helping, coming together is what I believe in.
And I think that's a good message. And even if you think it's not, you're not doing a lot, every little bit helps. And like I said, every dollar a day, it adds up. I'm curious, how did you find out about this initiative? As I'm going to be honest, I don't own a business, so I can understand why maybe I was a little, left out of the dark. But, United Way had reached out saying that they wanted to talk a little bit about this. And I had no idea what it was. And doing a little bit of research, I thought it was definitely a cool initiative, which would definitely help more businesses and definitely help the United Way. But I'm curious how you found out. Was it something United Way had reached out, or maybe social media, other ways that you were maybe able to find out?
Well, it is funny. Fort Mac basically is famous for socializing, mingling, and getting together. So, honestly, it was a lunch meeting where one of the friends brought this up, and I said, "Yeah, it's a very cool idea. It's good," and I jumped in. So that is how I came to know, through friends, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we need more initiatives like this? And when I say initiatives, I don't mean we need to see exact initiatives where people are allocating funds. I mean just initiatives that are supporting organizations like the United Way, which I know we talk about their community campaign every year. And unfortunately, every year I've been here, we haven't been able to hit the goal. And they've been shrinking the goal every year, even though the needs have been, going up with the downturn, the pandemic. We've had a wildfire. We had a flood last year. Do you think initiatives like this, we need more of them to support organizations like United Way?
I would say, step at a time. And I think the reason for not being able to meet those goals could be because of the fact you already said that, people have been busy in dealing with putting out their own fires. And, we can only help someone else once you have your own mask first, right? In short. So more initiatives, probably, there can be much more. However, I think I would focus on strengthening this small initiative. And, by virtue of this, I think whoever wants to contribute actually $365,000 should be able to know. So I think promoting this this small initiative can turn around in a big way, where I think more and more. So as you said, you know, you were not aware of this initiative. So I think advertising and spreading the word out that this option is available to help contribute in a very small way can go a long ways.
All right. Well, Sultan, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, not really. All I would say is what goes around comes around. United way. Of course, you know, my elders, I would quote, that, you know, divided you fall, united you stand. So as I said, if we can all come together in a united way, with the united way, I think those good days are not so far.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Sultan, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure, Jaron. Have a good day.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be hearing from Kidsport.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we were talking about a new initiative the United Way is undertaking. That is a 365 Small Business Circle. So if you're looking for more information about that, all you have to do is head to the United Way's website. Now I'm going to be handing things off to Mix reporter Steph Seidel, as she had a chance to chat with Jamal Ifatima Rafet, who is the executive director of Kidsport Wood Buffalo.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Steph.
Thanks for coming. On the phone, of course, making the time to do that. Now, we do want to talk about Kidsport. It's been a pretty crazy year and a bit now for sports in general. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Kidsport does here in our community?
Absolutely. We are a local chapter of Kidsport Alberta. We are called Kidsport Wood Buffalo. We have been serving Fort McMurray and area and all the communities in Wood Buffalo for over 10 years now. And yes, it has been a very tough year, but the good thing is we pride ourselves in what we have been able to accomplish, even though there were so many barriers and there were so many plans had to be made and remade.
Right. And every year for the last 10, you have been helping families enroll their children in sports, and you give dollars towards doing that. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So we are a nonprofit who provide grants to help cover the cost of registration fees so that all kids ages 18 and under in our region can play a sport of their choice. So we remove financial barrier for families who may be facing it to be able to participate so all kids can play.
That is wonderful. Now, as we've said, in the last year, it's been kind of weird. How has COVID kind of affected children's sports in general?
Overall, sports came to a sudden halt when the world went into quarantine and lockdown due to COVID-19. Sports was no exception. However, we started to think creatively, especially in our region, and like I said, we pride ourselves how we tackled it. We knew there were thousands of kids stuck at home, physically distancing, on online learning. So we decided to create a program called Play Kits and distributed Play Kits to different nonprofits. For example, we collaborated with Vapoint locally, and then through funding through our sponsors, we were able to make another 100 Play Kits and distribute them even to Fort Chippewa, to ANZAC, and of course, to Kidsport families in Fort McMurray. However, we recognize and acknowledge the fact that it is a very stressful time for families. We are trying to raise funds to keep our program going. So whenever families feel safe, whenever children are ready to play and sports are ready to be back in our region, we are there to help them.
Wonderful. And one of the ways you're raising money is a new fundraiser that's kind of, the items are online right now, but it hasn't opened yet, right?
Yes, absolutely. So that was another way, like another creative way we had to think about fundraising. All of our events and fundraisers have been paused, and we're just waiting for, just to see if it's safe to be outside and to have a public event. But until then, we have come put together an online auction coming up to Mother's Day for our community. If they can support us, go through the link and bid on the items in the lineup, that would be amazing. All proceeds go to cover costs for registration fee for the kids to play sports. The auction opens, the bidding opens on May 3rd and closes on the 8th. So you can pick up something for Mother's Day on the 9th from us, whatever you wish.
Tell me about some of the options available. What's up for auction?
Yeah, I would love to. We could not do this without the community. At first, we were very reluctant to even start something like this because we felt the pressure of asking small businesses or even like medium-sized businesses if they could support us. But wow, we were blown away by the support. Some of the larger stores like Superstore and Independent Store in Timberlea has supported us with gift cards. Earl's Downtown and Boston Pizza Downtown have gifted us gift cards. Other than that, the baskets, oh my God, you have to look at those baskets on the lineup. OBB Gifts has given us a $110 basket. There's a new small business in town called Epicurean Box by Denise, and she was so gracious with a box as well. Other than that, there are handmade businesses who have approached us themselves and supported us with an item. And I have so much respect and so much love for handmade businesses because they put so much love and heart into every piece that they make. So I encourage all of you to go and take a look at the lineup. The lineup is actually live right now, so you can see and pick an item and keep your eye on it once the bidding opens, because the bidding will keep on increasing. So you don't want to miss your chance on winning that item that you have your eye on.
For sure. And the best way to find that, is it just going to the Kids Fortwood Buffalo Facebook page and clicking on a link there, or do you have a website?
The link is live. It's 32auctions.com/PamperMom. Yeah, so you can just go on there. And yes, you're right, it is all over our social media. We are very active on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And the link is live there, so you can just go and click on that link and take a look at the lineup.
Once again, that was Mix reporter Steph Seidel speaking with Jamal Ifatima Rifat, the executive director of Kids Sport Wood Buffalo, talking about how the organization has been faring since the start of the pandemic, as well as a new fundraiser. So if you're looking for more information about the event or about the organization in general, all you have to do is head to their website, kidsportcanada.ca/alberta/woodbuffalo. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.